Hey, I'm Soleil Washington, and I got next.
You next up, and you ain't been on Sports Like Talk? Like, what are you doing? Hey, you better hit him up.
Look, you breaking next, and you up next. Keep the wins on hard. Rise a star on the big scene, make them know who you are. You don't break a sweat. Don't settle for less. They put you through that test. Your resume, that flex. Who got next? Who got next? SLT, ready, set, go. Who got next? Who got next? Living my dreams and all your goals. Who got next? Who got next? You can ask B. Jones or head coach. Who got next? Who got next? You next up, so here's my vote. Shoot.
You up next, we break next, SLT Nation! What it do, fam? Welcome back to another fire episode of Sports Life Talks. You got next! That's right, this is a platform that spreads the word. It tells the story, give voices to the people of tomorrow. We are combing this great country, KT and I, and we are finding rising stars, super sensations, future phenoms in our communities who are doing big things and accomplishing big dreams. And I'm going to tell y'all today, ladies and gentlemen, y'all are in for a treat. We told you 2024 was going to be the year of the Mamba, but I had no idea that we was lining up and we were going to be putting young dogs on the mic like this. I'm talking about this young lady coming to the stage, joining the Sports Life Talk family today. Y'all see her in the picture with a trophy in her hand. Why? Because she was the 2023 ENCL champion with the Concord Fire. She was the Gatorade Player of the Year in Georgia. She was part of the number three ranked team in the nation, ladies and gentlemen. And guess what? She played in the 2023 World Cup, with the Jamaican national team as the youngest player in the entire tournament. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for the 5'6" forward on her way to Florida State University, Soleil Washington. Soleil. How you doing, Soleil? How you doing?
I'm great. It's nice to see you guys. Nice to finally chat. I'm excited.
Oh my goodness, you excited? I'm telling you, like, when we started doing our research on this, we was like, oh my goodness. Like, can we live up to the expectations of this young future all-star, a Hall of Fame soccer player? Well, if you are here today and this is your first time watching the Sports Life Talk show, welcome to the family, welcome to the experience. I am your host, the mouth of the South, B. Jones, the OG, all things Louisiana. I'm gonna put your L up. Mr. Yeet is in the building, and I'm rocking alongside my brother from another mother, the other side of the logo, the Quiet Storm. Shh. All facts, no cap, the head coach, KT. Cam, man, you want to get out on the pitch? You want to do something, man? What you thinking, bro? How you feeling?
They do too much running, B. Jones, so that's an absolute no. But I'm feeling great. I can't wait to tell this young lady's story, B. Jones. Let's turn up. Let's go.
Kevin, what part of the story do you want to tell? I mean, she all over the place. She all over the world. She a trendsetter. She a jet setter. I'm telling you, man, and the Lord knows we got to talk about this amazing family she a part of. But Soleil, you know, we kick every show off with a big moment. That's right, the moment of truth. This is going to test KT and I's ability to do our jobs and to get to know you a little bit better. So this is our version of Two Truths and a Lie, okay, ladies and gentlemen? Soleil is about to give us three facts about herself, but as you can tell from the title, one of these facts is not going to be true. KT and I will have exactly 60 seconds to work together as a team, deliberate, and try to figure out which one of these facts is a untruth. All right, Soleil, we ready to go. Chambly Nation, y'all show us some love. Here we go. Give us your three facts.
Okay. My first one is that my dad worked for NASA. My second one is that my favorite movie genre is thriller and horror. And then my last one is that I got fourth at my track state championship back in 10th grade.
That's a tough one, KT. I know she ran the fourth fastest time in an event recently. So that fourth, it kind of resonate well with me. I don't know why you couldn't just say you was the middle child of four kids. I don't know. She didn't give us no easy ones. She didn't give us the easy ones. Oh man. Okay.
I think the first one is true.
What was the first one, KT?
My dad working for NASA. I think that's true.
You know what? I'm gonna roll with that too. I'm gonna roll with that one is true. So which one you want to go with out of the scare? You think she likes scary movies? It's scary. Hey, the opposition say she's scary on the field, on the pitch. Do she look like somebody who likes scary movies, KT?
She does, man.
All right, so we're gonna say number three. She did not win fourth place. She won the event in the 10th grade, didn't she, KT?
Yeah, I don't think she got fourth place.
I don't think she got. I think she did better than fourth place. You know what, Soleil? Kevin, we sticking with that one? That's what we're going to go with, number three?
Let's go with it.
All right, Soleil, number three is the fib. You did not win fourth place. You did better.
That is wrong.
Oh!
Oh. Well, I was that my favorite movie genre is thriller and horror because that's my least favorite movie genre.
I'm
a horror movie person.
We should have known all. You know what I'm saying? We should have known she didn't like horror movies, KT.
Why would she do that to us, though, B. Jones? Why would she say that and then not tell us the truth?
these kids get the best of us every week on this one game. All right, man, let's get this thing cranking. If you are watching the show or you are listening to this in your car, we need you to do it safely if you're driving, but we need you to take your right hand. We need you to reach that thing up high. Give us tambourine fingers. Come on, Soleil, let's get it going. Let's get spirit fingers. We need you to take that right hand and reach over your left shoulder. Grab that seatbelt, pull it down, and buckle up. Click, clack. It is time for the Sports Life Talk You Got Next show. Let's get this thing going. The first order of business is paying the bills, though, ladies and gentlemen. By paying the bills, we got to ask you out there that's listening to this show and watching us on YouTube right now. First and foremost, thank you, but we need you to take an extra step. That extra step won't cost you a penny. That's right. We call it the SLT Trinity. We need you to smash that subscribe button. We need you to hit that like button so this show can just bubble all the way up to the top of the algorithm. And last but not least, we need you to share this episode with as many of your people, your friends, your family, everybody in your math class. Send this show out like it's on fire because I guarantee you they will thank you. So, Lay, I don't know. Is everybody you rock with going to show us some love? Is Jamaica going to show us some love? Is Chamblee, Georgia going to show us some love? I mean, are they going to hold us down, Bulldogs?
Of course, I have 100% faith in all of them, showing you guys a lot of love.
What about your big sister? Because she dope, too. Is big sister showing? All right. That's the one follow and subscribe I'm looking forward to. All right, let's do it. On the count of three, let's make some noise. One, two, three. Boom! Yeah! Welcome to the Sports Life Talk family. If you did any of those three things, that's right, we consider you family. We don't do fans. We don't do followers. We only do family around Sports Life Talk. So I'm telling you, it means just that much for you to show us some love and help us to get to attack the titans of industry and make this little show of ours amazing so we can keep telling these stories of amazing athletes. So, like, what is your favorite emoji that you're using right now? When you message your friends, your teammates, your national team coach, what emoji are you using the most right now?
Okay, I had two that I probably use the most. One is the little girl who's dancing. I kind of use it randomly. I never have a text that actually needs it. It's a little bit of a random one. The other one is when the emoji is like peeking through the eyes, like that one. Those are my two probably most used emojis.
We ain't never had nobody use the dancing girl. So if you did any of those three, drop us the dancing girl emoji in the chat so KT and I can show you some love. And what we gonna tell them, KT?
We're gonna tell them thank you.
And that's it. You officially part of the Sports Life Talk family. Now, listen, Soleil, we're going to let them become part of the family easy. But for you who out there, 42 goals in a year, we got to make it hard. We got to make it a little difficult for you, all right? So here we go. Let's get to know Soleil, the young lady off the pitch. Welcome to the Sports Life Talk initiation.
All right, Soleil, to initiate you into the SLT family, you got to give us your top five music.
My top five music artists, I'd say, are SZA, Summer Walker, Brent Faiyaz, Drake, and I'd put, I feel it, Billie Eilish in there.
Uh-oh, Billie Eilish made it to the show. Hey, Kevin, it's been about a couple of years since we had a Billie Eilish, ain't it? Like if we've ever had one. Yeah, that was like season one, somebody said Billie Eilish. What's your favorite Billie Eilish song?
I like, this one isn't too popular. It's called Billie Bossa Nova, and it's my favorite one by far.
Hey, but see, my daughter told me that the true mastermind behind Billie Eilish is her brother. You ever heard of her brother, KT? He the one that do all the writing for most of her music, where they write them together. But her brother is supposed to be some kind of musical genius, man. But what you giving to KT, that's a tough list, man. Drake, Brent Faiyaz, SZA, a little toxicity with SZA, but you know what I'm saying? I like what's up. I like what's up they doing.
Oh, she's going to Florida State, YB Jones.
Florida State, man. God.
Yeah, Florida State. You know I got a little hatred for Florida State in my heart. But for so many reasons.
Right,
come on, KT. I'm not doing it. Let's give her 18 for a top five. We'll give her 18. Woo! She just picked the wrong floor to Scooby, Joan. But I'm not gonna hold it. All right, so who is your favorite superhero and why?
I would say, okay, I don't watch too many Marvel movies. I'm more into like rom-com kind of movies. But I would say that my favorite superhero would probably be, I like Spider-Man, but more so just because I like Tom Holland. He's one of my favorite celebrities. And then I also like, I mean, I feel like Wonder Woman is an answer that I have to choose because, I mean, I loved her movie. And then I also love, you know, just her being Wonder Woman and, you know, being one of the female superheroes.
Well, hold on, Zendaya. Well, what's your favorite rom-com? Give us that one real quick.
My favorite rom-com is definitely 10 Things I Hate About You.
I used to love that movie growing up myself. Kevin Ledger was in that movie as well as Julia Stiles. So that was a classic. Man, that movie, oh, I was like in high school when that movie was out. My goodness.
It is old, but it's one of my favorites.
All right, since every good superhero needs their own theme music, what would your theme song be?
I think my theme song, I would go with maybe Hot by Young Thug featuring Gunna. I'd say that could be my walkout song.
So wait a minute.
B. Jones, you got to sing that for us. Can you sing it for us?
Me?
Yes. Yeah, we don't know the song.
I'm not a singer. I'm not a singer.
Well, that may have set me up for this next question then. So B. Jones and I, we have a running debate. I would like to be a singer. He would like to be a dancer. So for this episode, you got to break the tie. Would you rather be a singer or would you rather be a dancer?
I would definitely rather be a singer. I feel like that's a great talent to have. Like if I had the choice on if I could would be able to sing, I would choose that in a heartbeat.
I thought I was going to lose that one, as you just said.
I did too.
Sing, I wish I could sing. I'm not a singer by any means, but I wish I was.
Yeah, but how does a rom-com loving Billie Eilish listening to all of a sudden we go to Young Thug and Gunna? How do we get there that fast, KT?
I guess you watched one that got her heart broke or something. I don't know, B. Jones. Something I can think of. All right, so what is something that soccer has taught you that you can use when you're not on the pitch?
Something that soccer, I'd say, has taught me is a lot of perseverance and like diligence, I'd say, whether that be like with schoolwork or just like any problem that I have, like instead of just kind of giving up and, you know, moving on, it's like I can't just like stop thinking about it until I like at least try to, you know, fix it, try to make it better a little bit. So I say that's probably it.
All right. So B. Jones and I, we love to travel, and we travel, we got to eat. So we come out there to Georgia to kick with you. What's going to be that one food spot you're going to recommend, and what's your go-to meal there?
That's a good question. Because, okay, I have a pretty bland palate, at least is what I'm told. I would definitely take you guys, I mean, it's not really a southern dish, but I would definitely get, pasta's by far my favorite meal. I'd say from Cheesecake Factory is my favorite spot to go to. So I would definitely take you guys there and recommend the pasta with red sauce.
I like Cheesecake Factory, KT. They got some stuff that I can kick it with. So, all right, we're going to head out to Georgia and get some Cheesecake Factory.
I just don't like it on the first date, B. Jones, I guess. So today we have a rising star in the world of high school soccer, whose dedication, grit, and passion for the game are nothing short of inspiring. Get ready to be motivated and entertained as we explore the triumphs and challenges of this exceptional athlete's journey. So let's jump into the world of high school sports, B. Jones. So go ahead and take it away, brother.
Sole, 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 sole. Do the student section say that every time you score?
Yes, they do. I figured that's the dopest
chant that I hope Florida State adopt that chant as well. What is your nickname on the pitch, though? What does your teammates and your family call you?
Well, my family calls me So-So a lot. I've kind of grown up being called that. Sometimes my teammates just call me So, like even shorter, but that's pretty, I don't have really any, you know, any crazy nicknames.
That's kind of funny. I like that So-So. Hey, So-So. So-So kind of clean. Can we use that one? Yeah. All right, So-So. Well, let's tell them your story. Let's take this thing back to the beginning. You all, when I say success and championship just runs in this young lady family, I can't even begin to tell you. I kind of wish I was part of the Washington family a little bit. It's just super, super dope. But your beginning came, I'm talking about what, you were 3 years old. You got to take us back to when you was 3 years old and playing this game. When did you start playing, and when did you fall in love with the game of soccer, Soleil?
Yeah, so I started playing, you know, purely because my older sister was playing soccer at the time. My parents never played or anything like that. So I started when I was 3, and my dad was actually my coach for about 3 years. And I was playing recreationally, like at, you know, the YMCA. So just like something, you know, just for fun, basically. And then I'd say probably after those 3 years is when I, you know, actually began to fall in love with the sport, which is pretty soon because I was only 6 years old at the time. But that's when I made my decision to switch to club sports, and I went to go play. I played up a few years, but I was 6 playing with like 8 kind of year olds. And I think that really shows how I fell in love with the sport at the young age, because I left my friends, you know, on the team and everything like that, because I wanted to, you know, get a challenge and everything like that. And I left, you know, I loved my dad coaching me, but he couldn't do that at Concord. So when I made that switch, I think is, you know, a point of where I, you know, started to fall in love with the sport.
I kind of wish I had done more research on your sister, because after reading the fact that she's super dope, how much of an influence did she have on you and allowing you to become the young juggernaut you are? Because, I mean, 5 years apart and she's had so much success. I mean, it was almost like you just picked up the torch.
Yeah, I mean, huge influence on me. Just such a great role model. And I was so lucky to be able to have her so close to home and, you know, see a bunch of the things that she was doing and, you know, working to improve her game, or whether that just be like just how she carries herself in general. So she has had, you know, beyond a huge influence on me. And I, you know, all thanks to her, she's been the best.
Now, we're about to go somewhere that I don't think we've ever been, KT, on this show. I always ask the kids this one question. I probably even sent you the question in preparation. I said, who's somebody that you look up to in the game, and who's somebody that you want to play like? But I read in an article that you have a couple of people that you want to play like, and one of those individuals just happened to be one of the most iconic names in women's soccer, and that's Marta out of Brazil. But Kevin, this is when the story gets absolutely crazy. You had the opportunity to play along against your idols. You got to tell us about this experience. I mean, what was that like? That's got to be madness.
It was absolutely exactly how you just described it. Absolute madness. I mean, to an extent, I was very focused in on the game. So during the game time, it kind of didn't really click. And then when the final whistle blew and like everyone was, you know, just going around and cheering, and I was like, wait, I really just played against, you know, people that I've grown up watching and I've grown up looking up to. She's just such a decorated player, such a, you know, well-rounded player, and just someone that I've always, you know, seen on the TV, of course, and just been like, oh, wow, she's so cool. And then I'm like right next to her on the same soccer field, and it really just didn't feel real until like after the fact, and I like was just in shock that that actually happened.
Well, you can see I'm starstruck now because I'm skipping all over the script. I'm all over the place. We ain't even talked about the famous phone call. Let's talk about the famous phone call. Let's just jump right into this thing. So, of course, y'all heard me tell you in the introduction that this young lady was 17 years old and played on the Jamaican national team, which is shout out to your sister because she played on. Kevin, are you starting to see a trend in this thing? Her sister played on the Jamaican national team. Now she playing on the team. But it was a very special moment that you got to share with your pops. riding along in the car. Tell us about that moment when you got a call from the head coach, the email from the head coach, and how crazy was y'all in that car? I bet it was bouncing. People was probably driving by like, what's going on in that car? Tell us about that crazy moment.
Yeah, so we were actually, we were at Nationals for ACNL. So we were out in California, and we had just gotten groceries, and we just got back to the car. And I like clicked the air. I was like, oh my gosh, like I got the email. And I didn't even know if I was like, I don't know if I should open it right now. Like I was just so many emotions. Like I just, you know, there was some doubt. There was some like, I don't know. There's just so many emotions going on through my head. And I just like, he was obviously like just urging me to open it and like just telling me that, you know, everything's going to be okay. And that like I did all that I could and I like put my best foot forward and I worked really hard for this. And then we got the confirmation that I had made the roster and we were just actually so ecstatic. We were just, I can't even like describe the amount of like the weight that I felt like lifted off my shoulders and like how not even, I wouldn't say like accomplished, but just how grateful I felt to like have, you know, be able to get this opportunity and how it felt like for like all the hard work and all the hours we start be paying off. And it was just pure joy. We were just as ecstatic as we could have been in the small car that we were in.
It's almost like us hitting the lottery or something, KT. That's got to be kind of what it felt like in that vehicle. But you know what's crazy is that, yes, as happy as you were, I got to imagine, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but there had to be some intrepidation. You had to be like, oh, Lord, what have I got into? You know, my sister played on this team. I got, you know, I'm trying to follow in her footsteps. I'm going to go out here with grown women. I'm going to go, and not only grown women, we're talking about icons. We're talking about your legends. Like, you looked at that schedule and said, dang, we in the group with Brazil. Like, I'm 17 years old. I mean, was there any intrepidity? Was there any fear, any consternation, any anxiety? What was going on through your mind when it all really settled in and you realized what was ahead of you?
Yeah, I mean, when it settled in, once, you know, the initial excitement had passed and it was more of like, okay, now it's time to really, like, get ready for the Women's World Cup, which is just something I did not think I'd be saying, especially so soon. There's definitely some nerves that set in. There's nerves that really carried on throughout all of the World Cup. But in a way, I don't think the nerves were a bad thing. I think that they actually helped me prepare even more because I was, you know, doing my best to manage them and keep them, you know, to a healthy extent. But there was definitely some nerves, some anxiety when I was just thinking like, I'm really about to go play on like the women's soccer's biggest stage. I'm like 17. I'm still at the start of my career. I still have a lot that I want to accomplish. And, but I was just, you know, like trying my best to stay grounded and just trust in, you know, really the work that I've been putting in for my whole entire life. And I think like just reminding myself that I've been preparing for this moment for 17 years, whether that may seem long or short to some, but for 17 years, I've been preparing for this moment and I knew that I was ready and that the coaches believed in me, my teammates believed in me. And so as long as I believed in myself, like I kind of found some comfort in that.
You know, they say a picture is worth 1,000 words. The pictures of you with your teammates. You can tell that those women on that team really embrace you. I don't know if they looked at you like a kid sister in the locker room. I don't know what it was. I don't know if they made you carry the bags when y'all was on flights and stuff like that. But you can tell that team really loved you. How did they embrace you? And what was that culture like when they found out they had a 17-year-old on the team? Was it more of like, hey, let us coach you, let us help you? Or did they treat you, they rough you up a little bit like, hey, we got to get you ready to go out and play against some of the strongest women in the world.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a little bit of both. I think that it was a pretty good balance. There was just no like, oh, I'm going to be softer to her because she's younger. And I wouldn't want that at all. Cause I made the roster, I proved myself. So now it's like time for me to, you know, be with them and, you know, work as hard as they work. Like I don't get a pass just because of my age. And they, you know, took that into account. They also like off the field, you know, if they felt that like sometimes they would check in on me, like just, you know, make sure I'm doing great and everything like that. So I think, yeah, they had a pretty good balance. Overall, the team's culture was just so family-like. Everyone was family-like. Everyone was so close-knit and just so like tight and with, like, we could tell that everyone had each other's like best interests at heart. And I think that showed on the field. And like you said, in the pictures and our celebrations, we just all loved each other so much. And like, walking onto that field, we were like fighting like tooth and nail for each other, not just for ourselves. And I think that's how we got, you know, the results that we got, and, you know, we're able to make history.
Now you want to pose the big moments. You've been in big moments at every step of the way. You've been in ENCL championships. You've been in high school championships. You had to carry the mantle. Like, the people know that, like, hey, this young lady is the truth. But you have got to explain to me what was going on in your mind when the coach looked at you on that sideline at the 80th minute mark in your first World Cup game. And she say, "Hey, it's your time, young lady. And you got to go warm up and get ready to go into what's going on in your head? Like, I'm about to go play in a World Cup game. What was going on? Were you nervous? What was that like?"
Yeah, I was 100% nervous. When I was warming up, I was trying to, like, control my breathing and make sure, you know, I was just getting enough air in, really. But yeah, I was definitely super nervous. But honestly, once I got onto the pitch and had my first touch, it was like, it was insane, because people talk about this happening, but like when it actually happened, there was 40,000 fans around me cheering in the stadium. So of course, by far the biggest crowd I've ever played for. And it all just completely disappeared, and it just ended up being everyone on the pitch. It was me and my teammates and the ball. And my nerves kind of started to melt away as I started to play and get more comfortable into the game. But yeah, before, when he called my name, I took like a deep breath and I was just like, kept telling myself, like, I put in the work to get here, and like, I'm prepared. Like, I said the words "I'm prepared" so many times in my head before walking onto the pitch. But yeah, definitely melted away once I started playing.
Now, your pops has been a big part of your life. Were you able to see? I know it's 40,000 people. When you hit that pitch, were you able to look up and see your family? Could you see them in the stands?
I couldn't see them during the game, actually. I don't think I glanced up once during the game to look at the fans, to be honest. Like, my 100% of my attention just shifted. And, like, the fans, I did not even really, I could not, you know, really. I was just so focused on the game. But afterwards, they, like, said hi and everything.
You've done a lot of amazing things. We could probably spend another 20 minutes just talking about the whole World Cup, but you've accomplished so many things, from players of the year and all kind of stuff. And like, has it set in with you that you a special individual, that you really, I mean, we just now hitting the cusp. I mean, we just not breaking the surface of what you're about to accomplish in this game. Has all that really settled in on you? Impressed on you?
Yeah, I mean, I try my best to appreciate the moment. And, you know, sometimes, like, it's good to give yourself a little pat on the back, you know, tell yourself that you're doing a good job, you know, keep yourself motivated and everything like that. But then it's also like a looking to just continue to improve and continue to get better. I know that, you know, as long as you have the right mindset, the sky's really the limit. And, you know, that's what I'm striving for. So just continuing to, you know, work hard and make more achievements, accomplish more goals and everything like that.
Well, you could have chose LSU. You didn't. I'm a little disappointed about that one. No, I'm just messing with you. Tell us about how you got plugged in with Florida State.
Yeah, I mean, Florida State, of course, is a very powerhouse of a school, especially when it comes to women's soccer. Just winning the national championship this year, or 2023, for the fourth time. So they're a very good team nationally and soccer-wise. And then, I mean, I went to tour FSU and I loved the campus. It was really pretty. And I also, I mean, I'm from the South, so the warmth and the sun is always a plus. But I mean, I know a few of the players on the team. So I was able to talk to them about, you know, the culture of the team and how, like, everything works out in there. And I was able to meet all the coaching staff, who were very welcoming to me and, you know, were very good at, like, explaining how everything works and just showing me around. And, you know, I just overall loved it.
Now, did your sister try to recruit you to Tennessee? Did she try to get you to Knoxville?
I told her. I mean, I told her in the beginning. I was like, I understand that you are a diehard Knoxville University of Tennessee fan, but just we have our separate ways.
All right, Soleil. Well, it is time for the championship rounds. Show with KT and I. We're gonna play a little bit of one-on-one, and you are now officially calling all the shots. All right. Have you ever played Would You Rather before?
I have, yes.
Yeah, well, we did a little bit with you. We tested you with the singer versus the dancer, okay? So here we go. Kevin, now we're going to go 3 rounds, and in each round, we are both going to give you an option. And during that, whichever one of those options you select, that host will get a point. The first host to get 2 points or the best out of three will win this episode's game of championship rounds. Kevin, you are the defending champion. You go first, sir.
Would you rather, in your first game at Florida State, you guys have been down the whole game, but now y'all getting defensive stops. You're taking the ball down the pitch. You know, I don't know the soccer terms. I'm doing my best here. And with the game about to expire, you hit the game-winning goal.
Or would you rather go on at Florida State? You just, you know, you part of a team. You part of a championship team. But in each and every year that you're at Florida State, y'all are not only just in the conversation, but y'all are playing for championships. I'm not going to say y'all win every championship, but y'all have the opportunity year after year after year to be a powerhouse and play at the highest level, in the highest stage, in the best games each year, every year.
That's a good one.
So I see the team.
I would say I think it'd probably be for my whole team to be, you know, powerhouses every single year, day in, day out, you know, and the national championship talk every single year. I think that overall as a team is better.
See, I knew you already won MVPs. That's why I went the team route. I already knew you celebrated before as an individual. It's time to win it as a team. All right, here we go. Round number two. Now, I'm real big into Netflix and documentaries and stuff like that. As a matter of fact, I want Sports Life Talk to start our own documentary company one day. But with that being said, I'm going to send a camera crew to follow you around, your freshman year. We're gonna film you and all the rest of your freshman teammates and how y'all built this up. We're gonna film y'all in the dorm rooms, in the locker room, on the pitch, during practice, during the bus rides, the plane rides, and everything. And we're gonna put it all on film to tell the Florida State story in a documentary your way on Netflix. Or
I'm gonna give you your own food show on TikTok, and we're gonna call it Soleil's Goal, culinary journey, where you get to travel the world interviewing other high school soccer phenoms, college players, professional players, while getting a chance to eat at some of the best places in the world.
I love traveling and I love food, so I think I'm gonna go with that.
Come on, Soleil!
We can't go wrong with traveling and food.
Hey, who the coach at Florida State? Who the head coach at Florida State?
Brian Penske.
Look, Brian, like, come on, Soleil, we had a crew coming. You know what I'm saying? Let me call these people, get all this NIL money canceled. All right, let's go. Round three.
You ain't calling nobody. All right, Soleil, for round three, B. Jones and I, we're not going to do a lot of talking. We're going to let the sneakers we brought speak for us. On our show, which you can watch Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central Time, B. Jones has a segment called The Drop. And on The Drop, he presents a pair of shoes that he feels are worthy of your financial donations. So when I count down from three, Soleil, I need for you to say, hold that sneaker. And we're going to show you the shoes that we brought that we thought represents you today, okay?
Okay.
So 3, 2, 1.
Hold that sneaker.
You see what I did? You see what I did? That's something like, you see what I did? Yeah.
You see what I did, though?
I see it, too. I mean, I got to go with Jamaica. I have to go with Jamaica.
Y'all better be glad I'm having a wardrobe bear over here, man. Oh, my goodness. Y'all know what that means. And new. KT, it feels so good to win again, man. I'm a champion. Hey, you know what I'm saying? This is so late. You got your trophy. I got my trophy. I'm feeling pretty good. FSU got their trophies.
Oh. Don't mention FSU, B. Jones. Don't even mention them. On that one.
right, here we go. The title of the show, Sports Life Talks, You Got Next, Soleil. So we talked about the past. We talked about this amazing 2023 you are a part of. But now we got to tell them what the future holds. What's up next for you? What do you envision for yourself? And what does the future look like for Soleil Washington?
I mean, I want to keep playing for as long as possible. I'm planning on majoring in sports management and then maybe minoring in marketing. So I wanted to kind of, you know, tap into that side, the social media side of things and things like that. But soccer wise, you know, just to continue improving, continue getting as good as I can, continue with Jamaica, continue with FSU and hopefully win more trophies. And then like as a team, you know, I'm going to be, since I'm going to college soon, you know, being able to adapt well to the new environment and things like that. But yeah.
So when we just brushed over the fact your daddy worked for NASA. Wait, is he an astronaut? Is he an astronaut? No. Okay. All right. I wanted to make sure that, you know, the solar, it all sound kind of similar. I'm about to say, you know, it might have been a little bit of foreshadowing going on right there. But last question, you're 17. I know you've accomplished a lot, but what is a 17-year-old version of yourself doing for fun, Soleil?
Hang out with my friends, always a plus. Usually it's to go get food because, like I said, you just can't go wrong with getting
food. At the Cheesecake Factory? Yeah, get noodles from the Cheesecake Factory.
Oftentimes it's like movies, just hanging out. Sometimes I do like to read. I just finished The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, which is a pretty popular book among at least like teenage girls. So I've been interested in that. But, you know, mainly it's a lot of just, you know, hanging out with my friends, hanging out with my family. I'm going to a concert on Saturday with my sisters. We're going to see Burna Boy, who's like more of an Afro type of singer.
Yeah, we know Burna Boy.
So, yeah, but things like that.
All right, so you got any shout outs you want to give?
Shout outs to definitely, you know, my parents, my mom, my dad for all of the sacrifices that they've made. Definitely shout out to God, you know, all glory to God and, you know, just so grateful for, you know, everything he's given me. And then my coaches, Coach Garvin, who's been my coach for years now. And then, of course, my sisters who I've been, you know, practicing with all my life, my brother and then my friends, you know, keeping me grounded and everything like that.
All right, so this is a part of the show where you get a chance to call out the person that you think they have next. Tell them, hey, I got a chance to rock with B. Jones and KT. I told them my story. I want you to do the same thing. With that said, Soleil, who are you calling out? Who should I have next?
It's actually funny because you guys kind of talked about it. It was going to be one of my sisters. I couldn't choose who, but it was either going to be my older sister who was, you know, playing with Jamaica, playing with the University of Tennessee, or my younger sister who is committed to play at Clemson University for soccer as well. So just huge soccer household.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me it's going to be some random Saturday that Clemson, Tennessee, and Florida State going to be on, and y'all going to be 30, 40 years old looking at each other fighting over which game y'all going to watch?
100%. And Alessandra, my younger sister Alessandra, she's going to the ACC as well. She's a year younger than me, so she'll be getting there. So we'll probably see each other.
Y'all want to play each other on the pitch. Ooh, yeah. That's gonna be must see TV. Alright, well, both of them. Alessandra, what's your older sister name?
Giselle,
Alessandra, with the Washington sisters. Y'all are officially on the clock. Let the world know that you are up next. Your ticket just got punched by my sister Soleil. So just put us on game. So we are looking forward to having you both on the show. But with that being said, Soleil Washington, you got next. You are the truth, young lady. You are truly an icon, a trailblazer. I cannot wait. The world is yours. You know what I'm saying? You are going to go on and accomplish so many more things. You are brilliant. You are charismatic. You are super dope. You are extraordinary and elite. You deserve a yeet. Let's go. Oh my goodness, Kevin, let's say go. You know what I'm talking about? 42 of them. Hey, I'm feeling good. This has been a fun episode. We hope you enjoyed it. Thank y'all for watching another episode of Sports Life Talks. You got next. You know it's your time to become the MVP. That's right. Final moments, closing minutes of this game. We need you to do that SLT Trinity, Sports Life Talk Trinity. We need you to smash that subscribe button. We need you to hit that like button. We need you to share this episode with as many people as you possibly can. And don't forget to tap in with us on all of our social media platforms at Sports Life Talk. All one word. We drop content every single day. We, you know what I'm saying? This is the second time we've had a soccer phenom on. I'm super, super excited about the direction of the soccer game. I hope we get more, y'all. Hope we get more soccer phenoms to come on this show, because it's definitely something fun to watch. And watching your highlights took me to a whole nother place. I've seen you hit some goals. I'm like, how in the world?
Oh, thank
did
you.
She, are you left? Are you, do you kick with your left foot a lot?
I kind of switch. So
I saw you score one with the left foot. I was like, man, she like, like a baby Pele out there in that thing. Hey, listen, if you want to be on the show, the Washington sisters are just, that's just the first class family. That, you know, it's Obamas and the Washingtons. I'm sorry. but if you got a story that need to be told and you want to get on the show, go to our website, sltyougotnext.com, and click on the nominate tab. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and Kevin will schedule an audition so we can reach out to you and see if we can get you on the show. And listen, for all my podcast junkies like myself out there, take You Got Next on the road. This show and over 500 other shows we have as part of our podcast database. Listen to the show in audio format in the car, in the gym, in the kitchen. And wherever you download your podcast, you can listen to the smooth, sultry sounds of the mouth of the South, B. Jones, and the velvet tones of the head coach, KT. Kev, let's get out of here, man. We struggled at the moment of truth, but you know, I feel pretty good about bringing the belt back home to Louisiana. So let's go home, KT. Let's get out of here.
Did you really have to say that? If they watched the episode, they know you won, BJ. You have to say it again. But Soleil, thank you so much for rocking with us. Whatever you need from us, please let us know. And we got your back.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Hey, everybody say it with me. Soleil, 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 Soleil. Hey, thank y'all for watching another fire episode of Sports Life Talk. We love y'all. Stay safe. Be blessed. Respect each other and love one another, because together we are better. And keep dreaming big, because you never know. Your story may be the next one featured on Sports Life Talks. You got next. Yeet.
I knew you had next, because you always working, you always grinding, you're in your bag because you're always working. Like, in due time, I knew you got next.
Oh, you did it, huh? Crack the code. You got next, you smashing goals. You want next, you need exposure. Well, Sports Like Talk got the baddest show, like the baddest hut in the room. Podcast to tune into just for you to talk your shit. Talk your mushroom. You want what you eat and you should consume. Sports Like Talk from the late night to the afternoon, then rest repeat. Hit the like, leave a comment, or subscribe so you don't miss a beat. You got next, it's a small taste of a winning meal from a chef type of celebrity. What's up next is you, at least you better be. Yeah.
You got next, yeah. I can feel it, you're a winner just like me. You got next, and what comes next? Tune in next time and you'll see. Cause if you got next, yeah. If you got next, if you got next, then you're just like me.